back to the Area Game of the Week action live from Lebo, Kansas. It's the undefeated Opie Eagles taking on the 4-1 Lebo Wolves. Lebo in their home white uniforms. Wolves across the chest. Starters being announced right here. And Opie in their green uniforms. Gold numbers, Opie across the chest. Starting lineup's brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Different look for the Opie Eagles tonight. They'll start 5'10 senior Blake Redeker, 6'2 senior Truman Bailey, the 6'5 junior Blake Skowski, 5'6 junior Ethan Redeker, and the 6'1 senior Andon Tiemeyer for Dennis Becker and his Lebo Wolves. Senior Landon Grimmett, senior Luke Davies, junior Grayson Shoemaker, senior Austin Bailey, and sophomore Zach Oswald. Lone loss for Lebo, 66-43 loss to Osage City. Opie riding a 30-game winning streak. They're the back-to-back state champions in Class 1AD1. Head coach Chris Schmidt has been at the helm since 1996. 460 wins to his name. It'll be Blake Skowski versus Landon Grimmett. Grimmett averaging 14.2 points per ball game. Blake Skowski, 14 points per ball game as well. Skowski has the height advantage. Landon Grimmett jumps a little early. The official gives them no favors, and we'll try it again. Ball is in the air. One, initially by Opie, but taken away by Grayson Shoemaker. Up top, Landon Grimmett. Opie in a man-to-man defense. Luke Davis has it right wing. Drives inside mid lane. Fighting Zach Oswald underneath. He'll be fouled. Did the line for two shots. Opie has been without senior Darren Hines all season long, still recovering from a broken collarbone suffered in football. Opie also without Dexton Holting, out with an illness. Then Garrett Cole also not in uniform tonight for disciplinary actions. First free throw no good by Zach Oswald. Opie defeated Lebo last year 50-27 in their only matchup. Second free throw good by the sophomore Oswald. 9.2 points per ball game to lead the Wolves with 8.5 rebounds. Blake Redeker at the point, being defended by Grayson Shoemaker in a man-to-man defense. He'll go up top to Annan Tiemeyer. Now right side, Ethan Redeker. Lebo leads Opie early, 1-0, 7.5 to play. Zach Oswald will try and poke one away, but he'll have too much body contact. He'll pick up his first foul. So both him and Blake Skowski each with a foul apiece. Last victory for Lebo over Opie coming in the 2021 Lyon County League Tournament Championship. Inbound to Blake Skowski at the elbow. He'll turn and face. Fadeaway jumper with the left hand. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out. One by Truman Bailey nearly at the timeline. Right wing. Three by Andon Tiemeyer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound nearly saved from going out of bounds. But all for naught. Tiemeyer's leading shooter from beyond the arc for the Eagles at 57%.
What was it you said earlier? These two crowds in rare form here tonight.
Yeah, the rivalry is intact. Alive and well. Luke Davies brings the ball up the court against Andon Tiemeyer. They're looking inside to Oswald, but going to the corner to Landon Grimmett. He'll go into Oswald. He'll turn and face, throw up a shot off the glass. No good. Clutches his own rebound. Off the glass this time is good. Oswald with 3 points, and it's a 3-0 lead for Lebo early.
Great job by Oswald to stay with the ball on that one. He makes a great move around the defender, misses the shot, and it just goes right back up for it. Waits patiently, lets the play develop.
Blake Skowski has it at the elbow. He'll drag his pivot foot. Another turnover going back to Lebo. Opie with victories over St. Mary's, West Elk, Cherryvale, and Sedan to win the 8th Center Tournament, and then they opened up Lyon County League play with an 80-17 victory over Southern Coffee County. Lebo with victories over Central Heights, KC Christian, Central Heights, and then a 76-31 victory over Hartford, where Grayson Shoemaker led the Wolves with 28 points. Davies at the point, drives in, finding Austin Bailey. He cuts baseline, off the glass and good. 5-0 run to begin the ball game for Lebo. 6.5 to play in the first. Andrew Foraker has subbed in for Opie. Blake Redeker drives in, and he gets the Eagles' first points of the ball game. Blake Redeker nearly had a quadruple-double against West Elk. He had 14, 8, 9, and 8 in that early season victory. Down low, the Oswald off the window and good. He pumps his fist running back on defense.
Don't get too excited there as Opie is starting to kind of settle down. They got a little sped up to start. Now settling into their rhythm. they're going to be answering pretty quick.
Bailey, elbow jumper off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Opie. Lebo looking to add to their 7-2 advantage. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter.
Somewhat similar to what we saw in the girls' game. One team seems to be kind of firing on all cylinders. The other getting a little bit of a late start into their rhythm.
Landon Grimmett trying to go coast to coast. Leaves it short on a finger roll. Rebounded to Blake Skowski. Now in the hands of Blake Redeker in the front court. Lebo on a man-to-man defense. Opie trailing things 7-2, 5:45 to play. Blake Redeker drives inside. Layup too strong off the window. Rebound into the hands of Dominic Reisner. He'll go up the court to Landon Grimmett in the right corner. Thought about a three. We'll get set into the half-court offense. Lob inside to Zach Oswald. He's got the hot hand, and it continues. 7 points for the sophomore, Zach Oswald. Coach Schmidt's going to take an early timeout.
Wow.
It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. But an excellent start for Dennis Becker in his first year at the helm of Lebo. The Wolves lead Opie 9-2.
Yeah, and right now you're seeing Lebo, they're really attacking down low, doing a great job of just getting into that post, firing up the shots. And then as I mentioned early on, they're really following the play. They're not just staying behind it. Opie also doing a great job of kind of playing their style. The only issue is, again, they're just getting a little bit sped up here in the early going, but they are a great team that knows how to kind of bounce back. You don't get back-to-back state championship titles by not being able to overcome some early deficits.
Opie comes in averaging 65 points a ball game, holding their opponents to 32. Blake Redeker at the point. It's a ball screen from Andrew Forker. Pass in the corner to Ethan Redeker. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive board to Andrew Foraker. He'll keep the possession alive. Now over to the corner to Truman Bailey. He'll drive baseline. Now find Blake Skowski. Mid-lane jumper. Good. Skowski with his first points of the ball game. Trims the deficit to 5. 5 minutes to play in the quarter. 9-4. Lebo advantage. Shoemaker at the point. Finding Luke Davies on a ball screen. He'll drive. Foul line. Now mid-lane. Off the window. Good.
They kind of just let him walk right in there. He splits the defense. Finds his way to the hole. Opie's got to shut down that bottom half of the lane.
Opie known for their ferocious defense, but the Lebo Wolves have been able to find some space to get some open looks. Andrew Forker drives in and get knocked to the floor. That'll be a foul against Lebo. Their second of the half. And the foul against Dominic Reisner, his first.
Andrew did a good job of just staying there, trying to find an open man, and he kind of let Lebo make the mistake for him. He didn't get sped up there. He just kind of took his time and waited patiently.
Forker getting clutch minutes here this season. He'll miss one early. Forker did not go out for basketball the last 2 years. Grimmett, right wing, going the other way. Layup jumper, good. Oh, they're going to call it off for an offensive foul. Taking the points off the board.
Yep.
I don't know what that was. I have to side with Grimmett on that one.
I agree with you. That seemed to be a questionable call at best.
11-4, Lebo with the advantage. 4:23 to play in the opening quarter. Opie riding a 30-game winning streak. Ethan Redeker left wing. Gets a ball screen from Andrew Forker. Doesn't use it. Go. Blake Redeker will drive baseline. Skipping it to the corner to Truman Bailey right side. Now back to Blake on the right wing. And he'll go to Skowski. And Skowski stutter steps at the elbow. Another turnover going back to Lebo. It's the second turnover for Opie. They'll apply full court pressure on the inbound. Davies lobs it in to Landon Grimmett. He crosses the timeline. Eagles will back off into a half court man-to-man defense. Grimmett at the point. Dribbling with his left, going left to right. Now handing it off to Shoemaker. He's at the elbow. Now block. Dribbles it out of bounds. Actually going to say last touch by Opie.
Really?
And in T-Meyer back in the ballgame. He'll substitute out Ethan Redeker.
Nah, I don't know about that one right there, as it looked like Shoemaker was dribbling it all the way across the baseline.
Grimmett done inbound underneath the bucket. Bangs it off the back, and that'll be a turnover as he hits the backboard, and it'll go back to open. First turnover of the ball game for Lebo. Halfway through this opening quarter, Lebo's advantage is 7, 11-4.
Thus far, Lebo not really pressuring Opie in the backcourt. That's something that Opie is actually doing pretty well in the backside for Lebo. And if Lebo doesn't start to maybe push that back a little bit, Opie's going to have that pay off for them in the long run.
Skowski up top to Blake Redeker. Now left side, Truman Bailey. Bailey being guarded by Landon Grimmett. Picks up a dribble at the foul line. Kicks it out right side to Andy T. Meyer. Now on the block to Blake Skowski. Spin move, left-handed
great
layup,
move.
Good. Skowski with 4 points. Trims the deficit to 5, 11-6, 3:20 to play in the first quarter.
That was just a beautiful move there in the post, going right around his man, right up and in.
Grimmett drives in with his left hand, throws up a floater. It's good. Grimmett's first points of the ball game.
Whichever team is able to really shut down that lane, I think, comes away with this victory. It's both teams doing a great job of penetrating here in the later half of this first quarter. That's where the points are coming from.
Skowski up top to Truman Bailey. Three on the way. No good. Rims out. Rebound to Oswald. Stolen right back by Truman Bailey. Goes all out into the student section, trying to save it from going out of bounds, but it's all for naught. It'll stay with Lebo. Opie known for their defense, but 13 points in the first 5 minutes of play given up by this Eagle defense. That's going to be a talking point at the quarter break by Coach Schmidt and assistant coach Derek T. Meyer.
Absolutely.
Lebo leads it by 7. Davies at the point. Drives in. Layup along the right baseline is good. Lebo shooting exceptionally well from the field, and their lead is 9. 2:35 to play in the first.
8-10 to be exact from the field.
Blake Redeker left wing looking to drive. Gets it poked away momentarily. Recovers up top. Ethan Redeker pump fakes the 3, and he'll go to the post. Blake Skowski will fire up a jumper at the elbow. Offensive board on the no good shot by Blake Redeker. He drives in, left-handed layup, no good on the left side. Off the window, no good, but collecting the offensive board, Blake Skowski. Skowski pacing the way for Opie with 6 points. Makes it 15-8, Lebo.
Lebo not being very aggressive there on those rebounds. Opie goes up 3 consecutive times, gets 3 consecutive putbacks.
Grimmett brings the ball in the front court now into Zach Oswald, left baseline. Out the elbow, Oswald takes an extra step, and he gets called for it.
Yep.
Turnover going back to Opie.
I think he was losing his balance trying to make the play happen. Right there, you just need to force a pass either to the left or the right. Try and get it out of that lane and reset your offense there. I give him credit for trying to make the play happen, but in that situation, just dump it out, reset yourself.
Waverly taking on Burlingame tomorrow night. Madison taking on Merzine Valley and Hartford with SEC to round out Lyon County League play heading into the Christmas break. Truman Bailey giving a ball screen to Blake Redeker. He'll kick it in the corner to Blake Skowski. Baseline jumper from the corner is no good. He follows his own shot, gets it on rebound. Shot deflected by Grayson Shoemaker, and we're going the other way. Austin Bailey with it, gives it back to Shoemaker, and Shoemaker will cross the timeline. Buck and a half to play in the first with a 7-point advantage, 15-8. Shoemaker defended by Truman Bailey, now hands it off to Luke Davies. His lob inside, taken away by Ethan Redeker, and the Eagles are streaking left to right on your radio dial. Ethan Redeker in the corner to Andon T. Meyer, now finding Blake Redeker up top. Truman Bailey left alone, 3-point on the way, no good. Offensive board to Ethan Redeker, keeping the possession alive. They'll reset the offense up top to Blake Redeker. Redeker driving into the left wing, now left elbow, throws up a shot. It's off the mark, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots.
That was the 6th offensive board for Olpe here tonight. 7 rebounds in total for the Eagles. Lebo, thus far, doing well defensively, but they have as many defensive rebounds as Olpe has offensive.
Foul shot, good by Blake Redeker. Eagles as a team shooting 49% from the charity stripe. Blake, Truman Bailey, the leading percentage at the foul line at 63%.
I'm not sure that's a word.
I made it one as the foul shot missed by Blake Redeker. 15-9, Lebo with the advantage, 60 seconds to play in the first. Davies at the point. Finding Dominic Reisner on the left wing. Look to drive inside, spin move at the elbow, kicking in the corner to Davies. Davies to the elbow, now foul line. And he'll take an extra step, trying to get it to Landon Grimmett. It'll be a turnover back to Opie.
That's the 5th turnover for Lebo, 3rd on a travel.
Bailey keys it in to Blake Redeker. 49 seconds and counting here in the first. Opie trails Lebo 15-9. Blake Redeker now at the elbow, drives in to all the way to the block, and it falls through. Blake Redeker with 5.
Again, both these teams need to do a better job here in the later stages of this game of closing down that lane, as they're both just kind of having their way down low.
25 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Davies with it at the left elbow. Up top, Reisner. Coach Schmidt clapping his hands, hoping to will his defense to a stop here to end the quarter. Grimmett, mid lane, picks up a dribble, finding Shoemaker left wing. He'll drive foul line, picks up his dribble, bounce pass into Bailey on the left block. Pump fake. Shot over Blake Skowski's no good. Skowski with the rebound with 10 seconds to go. Now in the hands of Blake Redeker across the timeline with 5 seconds. Redeker elbow. Kick to Ethan Redeker. Right wing three at the buzzer. Good! Big run there by Opie to trim the deficit to one. Lebo leads Opie after one, 15-14. We'll say hello to our sponsors, but you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. By MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to our friends in Lebo. For Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle. By appointment, see Caleb Shanky at Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
We welcome you back to Lebo, Kansas. Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Lebo with a 15-14 advantage as we head into the second quarter. Opie has yet to lead in this ball game. They trail things by one. Blake Skowski, nice spin move on the left block. Creating space between the defender. And there's Opie's first lead of the ball game.
You
16
spoke too
to 15.
Soon.
7.5 to play. Lebo started off hot with 7 points from Zach Oswald in the first quarter. Skowski pacing the way for the Eagles with 8. Grimmett in the left corner, the driving baseline. Fadeaway jumper rejected out of bounds by Truman Bailey. Stay with the Woods. Excellent start by Lebo to begin this ball game. Grimmett inbound. Bounce pass into Oswald. Right block. He'll fire up a shot over Skowski. It's too strong. Rebound in the hands of Andon Tiemeyer. Outlet pass finds Blake Redeker. His pass up the court is taken away by Luke Davies. Now up the court we go to Grayson Shoemaker. His breakaway layup is good. Shoemaker's first points of the ball game. Shoemaker leads Lebo in scoring, just shy of 20 points a contest. Lebo back on top, 17-16. Ethan Redeker left wing. Looks to drive. Will do a bounce pass into the post to Blake Skowski. Back down Oswald. Back out to Ethan Redeker, left corner three. Another one by Ethan Redeker. He is 2 for 2 from beyond the arc. He's got 6 points. Opie on top by 2, 19-17. Grimmett driving inside, looking to go coast to coast. His shot altered by Blake Redeker. Offensive board, though, by Zach Oswald. And we're all tied up at 19 apiece. Redeker bringing it up the court. That's Ethan Redeker crossing, goes between his legs and goes to Andon Tiemeyer. Bounce pass into Truman Bailey, but pressure from the backside by Luke Davies. Too strong. That'll be Davies' first, team's fourth.
Yeah, and again, I think we're seeing some similarities here between this game and the girls' game. In the second quarter, we started to see one of those teams really start to speed themselves up after speeding up the opponents, that being Opie. I think we're seeing a little bit of similarity here as the Eagles are starting to settle in a little bit after kind of a shaky start. Lebo kind of making some simple mistakes.
Bounce pass by Ethan Redeker, kicked by Zach Oswald. During that last stoppage of play, sophomore Drew Conrad into the ballgame for the Lebo Wolves. 19 all our score, 6:13 to play in the half. Lob into the post from Blake Redeker to Blake Skowski. His fadeaway jumper, no good, and Blake Redeker commits too much contact, fighting for the offensive board. That'll be Blake's first, team's second.
10th rebound of the ballgame for Lebo. That'll be their 8th defensive.
Four court pressure applied by the Eagles. Nearly a 5-second violation, but getting it in just in time. Drew Conrady to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker wearing that right knee brace. Shoemaker tearing his ACL in the closing moments of last season. Austin Bailey to Shoemaker. Shoemaker at the foul line. Fadeaway jumper from 5 feet away is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Blake Redeker. Redeker looking to push. He'll go all the way. Too strong off the glass. Rebound fought for and won by Bailey. Up the court we go to Shoemaker. Breakaway layup. Good. Lebo back on top, 21-19, 5:35 to play in the half. Lake Redeker at the point. Be picked up in a man-to-man defense by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker will get a screen against Ethan Redeker. Now to Blake Skowski, now up top to the elbow. Truman Bailey now corner and in T-Meyer. Wing, Ethan Redeker. Foul line to Blake Skowski. He'll back down. Oswald momentarily kicking it out to Ethan Redeker. He'll drive. Be poked out of bounds by Landon Grimmett. Too much body contact. That'll be Grimmett's second, team's fifth. Luke Davies, Dominic Reisner back in the contest for Austin Bailey and Landon Grimmett. Andrew Foraker also back in there as he'll substitute out an Eagle. Blake Redeker into Blake Skowski on the post, off the window and good.
Great finish.
Blake Skowski into double figures. He leads all scorers with 10 points.
And once again, coming from down low.
21 all our score, 5 minutes to play in the half. Reisner with it, hands it off to Davies. Davies into the post to Oswald. He'll turn and face, throws up a jumper. It's too strong off the glass. Rebound to Blake Redeker. Eagles looking to push with a 3-2 break. Redeker gets it poked away by Luke Davies. Heavy contact. Eagle, friends of the feather, wanting a foul. Up the court we go to Drew Conrad. And now Dominic Reisner up top. Reisner driving with his right, and he'll be poked checked by Truman Bailey. That'll be Bailey's first, team's third. Much to the ire of the Eagle faithful. Ethan Redeker back in there for Andon Timeyer.
Four turnovers for Olpe, five thus far for Lebo, and what's been kind of a back-and-forth fever pitch sort of a game.
Conrad into inbound, finding Luke Davies in the corner. Bounce pass into the post to Oswald. He'll turn and face, kicking it out to Conrad in the left corner. He'll drive baseline. Back to Oswald, right block. Get it stolen away by Blake Redeker. Eagles going the other way. Redeker, elbow, now wing. Looking to drive baseline. Goes up and under, off the glass.
Beautiful.
And good. An acrobatic shot puts the Eagles back on top, 23-21.
And like I was saying, now Olpe is starting to close down that bottom half of the lane. They're taking away the route here for Lebo.
Shoemaker looking for the answer. It's too strong. Trying to get his own rebound, but he was out of bounds when he did so. It'll go back to Olpe.
12th rebound overall for the Eagles. That'll be just their fifth defensive rebound.
Blake Redeker at the point, looking to add to their two-point advantage. Bounce pass to Blake Skowski, extended left elbow. Skips it right side to Blake Redeker on the wing. Up top, Andrew Foraker. 3:40 to go in the half. Opie leads Lebo 23-21. Dominic Reisner nearly with a steal against Foraker. He'll go right side, Blake Redeker. Redeker looking to drive baseline. Go up and under with the left hand.
Beautiful.
This time. Good. Redeker with 9 points. It's Opie's largest lead of the night, 25-21, 3:23 to play in the half.
Lebo needs to slow the pace down here a little bit, not try and get too fancy with it. Just get inside and get the points.
Opie pressure speeding up the Lebo Wolves. Pass to Oswald. Now Dominic Reisner, right corner three. Off the mark, no good, but Grayson Shoemaker, right spot, right time, collects the offensive board, and the putback is good. 25-23 now, Opie. 3 minutes to play in the half. Bailey, right corner. Bounce pass to the elbow to Andrew Foraker. Now mid lane. Kicked out to Blake Redeker in the left corner. He'll drive baseline. Now taken away by Grayson Shoemaker. Now bounce pass in the post to Blake Skowski. He'll turn and face. Throw up a right-handed hook shot. It's off the mark. Rebound to Zach Oswald. Lebo looking for the tie, if not the lead. Davies, the Reisner, left wing. Up top. Handed off to Conradi. Conradi comes to a jump stop at the elbow. Back to Davies' left side. Up top, Shoemaker. Lebo will slow things down against this man-to-man defense against the Eagles. 2:20 to play. Opie on top, 25-23. Davies, the tie. No good. Too strong on the shot. Offensive board to Oswald. His putback, no good. Rebound to Blake Skowski. Coach Schmidt puts up both hands, saying slow things down. 2 minutes to play here in the half. Blake Redeker will cross the timeline, defended by Grayson Shoemaker. Opie on top of Lebo, 25-23. Redeker picks up his dribble, will bounce pass to Truman Bailey, just past the half-court circle. Bailey picks up his dribble left wing. Now finding Ethan Redeker. Two threes so far in this ball game. He'll go to the post to Skowski. Now to Bailey mid lane. Kick back out to Blake Redeker right wing. Now elbow to Blake Skowski. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound to Grayson Shoemaker with 90 seconds to play in the half. Shoemaker in the front court up top. Hands it off to Dominic Reisner. Looking for a cut by Drew Conradi, but Reisner just with the clear out. Reisner throws it up. It's no good. Rebound to Blake Skowski. Now to Ethan Redeker. Redeker up the court. We go to Foraker. Foraker drives inside. Throws up a shot that falls through. Foraker's first points in the ball game.
That may have been the most collected shot of that last series of possessions after both teams really trying to force some shots home.
30-second timeout taken by head coach Dennis Becker. We'll stay right here with you. Opie on top, 27-23. Largest lead for Opie is this 4 points. Lebo led by as many as 8 in the first quarter.
Yeah, and like I said, Opie is doing a better job of really closing off those options inside, and I think that's why we're seeing this momentum really shift their way. I mentioned it a few times. Whoever can close down that lane more efficiently is probably going to take the momentum over. Opie's done that very well as they're really forcing some long-range shots here out of Lebo, but on the opposite end, Opie also taking some long-range shots. They don't really need to be, as they've been a little more patient than when they started, but Lebo's doing a good job of speeding them up when they have to.
Back underway here with 60 seconds to play in this first half. Landon Grimmett over to Luke Davies, now Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker, left elbow, spin move. Right-handed layup on the base, on the block, is no good. Rebound to Blake Redeker. He'll slow things down. Picked up in a man-to-man defense by Grayson Shoemaker. Now at the wing. Picks up his dribble up top to Truman Bailey. 43 seconds and counting here to go in the half. Redeker left wing. Looking to drive. Skips it right side. Ethan Redeker on the wing. It's off the mark this time. Blake Skowski with the offensive board. Throwing it all the way nearly to half court to Andrew Foraker to maintain possession. Ethan Redeker with it. 23 seconds to go now. Ethan finding Blake Redeker. Look for a ball screen from Truman Bailey with 15 seconds to go. Nearly poked away by Grayson Shoemaker. Now on the wing up top, Truman Bailey, 10 seconds to play. Bailey looking to drive, elbows, trying to go behind his back, bounce or off his behind. And now to Ethan Redeker, to Andrew Foraker. Razzle-dazzle play, finding Blake Skowski right before the buzzer. Opie takes a 6-point advantage into the halftime locker room, 29-23. We will take a break to step aside, tally our stats, get a halftime interview or a post-game interview with Victorious Girls coach Patrick Gardner, but the Lawn by Auto Plaza halftime show is next.
Area high school basketball.
Area high school.